Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Ed Chow with us today. He's CEO of Pulte. Welcome, Ed.
Thanks for having me on, Allison.
So, Ed, this is the first time that Pulte's been on the program. Why don't you go ahead and just introduce the company and tell me a little bit about your role in leading the company?
Sure. Pulte is the world's first cloud-based location over cellular platform that is going to revolutionize and unleash the Internet of Things. We provide high accuracy both indoors and out for Internet of Things devices, while also allowing them to have the longest battery life possible together with the lowest cost possible. My role since earlier this year is CEO of the company. I joined back in January and became CEO in May, and have been leading the charge towards bringing this revolutionary technology to market.
When you think about the number of devices that are going to be connected to LTE, 4G, and 5G networks over the next few years, especially in industrial IoT types of applications, you're bringing an interesting challenge to bear in terms of location of those devices. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Since we're leveraging 4G and 5G signals as opposed to alternative technologies such as Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, or ultra-wideband, we can provide the value proposition of being able to track a thing both indoors and out with a single chip. So instead of having to have a separate chip for a location such as for GPS or Wi-Fi, a lot of the movement and the surge that we're seeing in the market towards cellular connectedness because of its intrinsic security as well as coverage availability from narrowband IoT to Cat-M to Cat-1 are all variants of LTE. We, through just software only, firmware in the device, software in the cloud, can provide highly accurate location for those devices. So if you think of all the use cases for industrial IoT, and for many, for shipping and logistics, it provides an easy, low-cost way of providing location and tracking things.
Why is this technology so critical when you think about the changes of device proliferation that is forecast over the next few years?
Yeah, we think what we have is a real pillar for the future success of the IoT. Again, not only being able to drive the cost down and battery life up, we provide a highly secure way of providing location for the Internet of Things. So if you think about trends of being able to track anything from a $10 wooden pallet to a $2,000 home respirator machine, our platform solves all the needs for all those different use cases and everything in between. And if you think about the trend now with blockchain and supply chain management, providing an integrity and proof of location along the blockchain as an asset moves along the supply chain only provides another level of insight and integrity for supply chain managers to secure their assets.
How is Pulte working with others in the industry to deliver the technology and integrate it into solutions?
So the Internet of Things is a very, very broad category that has a lot of fragmentation in terms of the different suppliers, the sellers, and the solution developers. We're starting from the bottom up, although we're working with everybody in the marketplace to make sure they understand what we're doing with our cloud location over cellular, our CLOC solution. From the chipset partners, we've publicly announced partnerships with Sequans at Riot Micro and are working with every other major chipset supplier that are providing the chipsets for IoT modules. Their customers are the module vendors. We're also working with them to ensure that they understand how to position our technology in the marketplace because it is so disruptive and allowing them to achieve and meet the needs of use cases that they were never accessible before, all the way up to mobile network operators who are actually providing connectivity, as well as the channel to a number of enterprises, together with system integrators that are working with the Fortune 1000, Fortune 500 CIOs to drive digital transformation projects.
Now, you brought up the topic of security and blockchain in terms of tracking specific devices. Tell me about customer interest in that particular capability and where you see end customers in terms of their use of IoT devices for a blockchain implementation.
Think of IoT as the way to bring the virtual world together with the physical world. You can put an IoT device on anything, whether it's the raw materials for pharmaceuticals or if it's the engine that's being moved from one warehouse to another. Putting a $5 tracker on these things is something that Pulte can enable. So being able to provide that highly affordable way of connecting the virtual world of the blockchain to to those physical assets is what IoT does. And foundationally underneath that, having Pulte's capability, which provides accurate location no matter where that asset may go, only provides extra integrity of the blockchain for those supply chain managers.
When you look at the importance of industry standards in this space and the technologies that you're interoperating with across this continuum, where is the industry on delivery of those? And what is Pulte's role in terms of engagement to ensure that your solutions are fitting within the broader framework of technology delivery?
So we're working with all of our partners to make sure that they can integrate our technology rapidly by providing open interfaces from their devices to our cloud, by providing open APIs from our cloud to their applications. So we're trying to make it as open as possible for our partners to bring our technology to market because we think it is that important and that disruptive. We also envision, through our partners, driving it ourselves, bringing the technology into both standards and to different industry consortia to drive the technology, because it's just fundamentally the CLOC architecture, the cloud location over cellular architecture, is something we just want the world to use because we think it just unleashes something fundamentally new that isn't there today.
What's next for Pulte, and what are you excited about as you look forward to 2019?
So we now have over 74 patents worldwide, 34 granted and 40 pending, something that we've been developing for better part of a decade, actually. So we're kind of an old startup in that regard. We think that what's next for us is to ride the wave of cellular, right? So if you think about the trends in cellular going to 5G, 5G only helps and drives and amplifies our capabilities for a couple of reasons. One, from a high-performance standpoint, they're driving to lower latency, which will drive better synchronization of cell towers, which only improves our accuracy over time. You also have smaller cells, which can also drive into private LTE deployments together with things like mobile edge computing devices that allow you to bring that high performance to the edge. And finally, it's a scalability. So what 5G will allow is to have more and more, to also achieve the vision of having billions and billions of connected devices on the cellular network simultaneously. We believe this is a fundamental key differentiation that cellular IoT has over other connectivity solutions such as LoRa or Sigfox. We have a roadmap that we're leveraging that has a global ecosystem behind it.
Ed, it's been a pleasure having you on the program today. If folks are listening online and they want to engage with Pulte, find out more about your technology, where would you send them and how can they engage with your team?
I would invite them to go to our website at pulte.com. On there, we have good descriptions of a lot of things I talked about on our technology, as well as how to contact us and how to partner with us. I'd like to invite chipset partners, module vendors, system integrators, mobile network operators to get in touch with us to figure out how they can bring the power of our solution to help them find the things that matter most to them.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.